Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Many seek the secrets to a long, healthy, and prosperous life, but the answers might be simpler and more surprising than expected. The book of Proverbs, a biblical text renowned for its practical wisdom, offers surprising yet profound advice on how to achieve a fulfilling life. Proverbs emphasizes the importance of wisdom and understanding as the foundation for a fulfilling and abundant life. It suggests that true health and longevity stem from integrating divine wisdom into the very fabric of our being. By seeking wisdom and applying it to our lives, we can experience a rich and fulfilling life that honors God and blesses those around us. In today's message titled, Long, Healthy, and Prosperous Life, Evangelist Paul Acqua delves into the surprising ways wisdom and obedience to God's Word can contribute to our well-being and longevity. Let's join in.
What are the things we can do to give us long life, be healthy, and prosperous? To find out more, I consulted the Word of God, which is the Bible. Scriptures provide special insights into all things that pertain to life and godliness, including the things we should all be doing. You see, the Word of God or Scriptures reveal the surprising ways that will help you to live long, will help you to be healthy, and will help you to be successful. But not many people are aware of this. Our main source of life is the Word of God. The Bible says that in Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. That's what the Bible says. So the Bible or the Word of God is the source of life. We are alive today because the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, keeps us alive and has given us life. But more than our physical lives, Jesus is the Word who alone can give eternal life and abundant life, because He came onto this earth saying that the enemy does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But He, Jesus Christ, has come to give us life, and not only that, but to give us more abundantly. So those who reject the salvation, an abundant life that Jesus offers, have not received God's best at all. You see, God is the source of every good thing. Every good thing comes from above, from God. So these are some of the reasons why we have to find ways that will help us to live longer, help us to live a healthy life, help us to be successful and prosper, especially if you find yourself sick or emotionally disturbed. Consult and follow the Word of God. And that's the best way to maintain healthy living and to prolong your life. You see, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, and I read from verses 1 and 2, it says it this way, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my command in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity." That's powerful. Verse 2 says, "For they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity." What an awesome promise. So this is talking about God's commandments and following His will. This says that following God's word will give you long life, will give you peace and prosperous life. This is a great promise, my friend. Did you know that there are so many Christians today who have embraced a humanistic approach to health? They think that it's all about what you eat, your exercise, and maybe your genes. They are looking for just physical, natural things to prolong their lives. But you see, my friend, whilst eating right and exercising are beneficial to our well-being, ignoring the Word of God will deprive us of the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. And you know, if you ignore the Word of God, it will lead to physical, emotional, and spiritual problems. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, that A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. A merry heart, a heart which is happy, a cheerful heart is good like medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. What an incredible statement. Yes, eating right and exercise and your genes can improve your health and longevity. You see, the most important things are honoring parents, submitting to authority, and operating in peace. You see, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12 that honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. See, there's a promise there. And it says also in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 and 2 that children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Very powerful. So length of days, long life, good health, peace, and prosperity will be added unto you if you follow God's word. But many people don't know this. Being cheerful keeps you healthy. It is slow death to be gloomy all the time, my friend. Operating in forgiveness and not having bitterness will keep you healthy, will give you long life. There are many scriptures that talk about how the word of God will prolong your life. And yet most people have discounted the word of God. They are living in strife. They are living in bitterness. They are unforgiving. They're not knowing that these things cause tremendous problems in your life. Don't live like that. It doesn't mean that all sicknesses are directly related to some type of emotional thing like unforgiveness or bitterness. But in some cases, they could be the result of those emotional things. I'm telling you. There are some people dealing with things that I can assure you that you are not going to get over them physically until you get over them spiritually and emotionally. If not, you open door for Satan. That's how he's gaining access to your life. Bible says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 7 and 8. And the Amplified Bible says it this way. It will be health to your body, your marrow, your nerves, your sinews, your muscles, all your inner parts, and refreshment, physical well-being to your bones. That's what the word of God gives to us. I'm telling you. So back here in verse 2, it says that if you embrace the word of God and his commandments, they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. And here again is another scripture where it says that this will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Many people don't know this. So how many sicknesses go down to some kind of blood disorder and in your bones, inside the marrow, or your bones is where your blood is produced? Let me assure you that if you were not to be wise in your own eyes and were to keep his commandments and to follow God, it will be health to your body and to your bones. That's what the Bible is saying. These are ways to prolong your life, to live a healthy life, to be successful and prosper. It will heal certain cancers. It will take care of leukemia. It will take care of all of these diseases that come from your blood, that comes into your bones, which is produced in the marrow of your bones. This is a powerful and amazing message that I am conveying to you, my friend. This message you are hearing today, if you will just heed to it, I'm telling you, It's going to prolong your life. It's going to let you live a healthy life. It's going to really make you successful. Bible is saying that, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. That is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 22. So the word of God is God's medicine. This is God's prescription for life and health. The word is life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. So four times in the previous chapter, it links health and long life to keeping the word of God. You see, here again, the second time in this chapter of Proverbs, it is linking your health and your flesh to the word of God. The word of God is like medicine to our bodies. We need to learn how to take God's medicine so it can do its healing work in our bodies. My friend, all my life I try to fight against sickness. One thing I do when I feel like I'm getting sick is go to the word of God and I take scriptures and I study them just like if you were sick and you went to a doctor or you went to your GP or you went to the pharmacist. He would prescribe medicine, a pill or a tablet or something, and you take that to fight that sickness. And that's what we have to deal with, the word of God. You need to take the word of God to come against sickness. So many people come to me and ask for prayer, and I will say to them, what scripture are you standing on? And they will say, oh, I don't know. You know, doesn't the Bible say that by his stripes you are healed? And they don't even know if it's in the New Testament or Old Testament. They just heard someone quote the scripture. No wonder they are sick. The word of God is health to all of your flesh, to your bones, to your body. It is health, my friend. If you would take the word of God, take the gospel, the way that you take physical medicine, and if you would take it and meditate on it, and not let it depart from your mouth, and keep it in the midst of your heart, it will be life unto you and health to all of your flesh and your bones. If you are sick, you ought to be on a crash course of getting the word of God in your heart. It's so important. You can take scripture specifically on healing, and you can take these and put them all together and just make a list of these scriptures about people who were healed and how they were healed, how the healing took place. For example, take scriptures like, they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Take it. Go through these scriptures daily and speak them. You know, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3, it says, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. How do you write them on your heart? You write the word of God on your heart by speaking it. Take these scriptures and speak them, and they will be health. I'm telling you, they will give you healthy living, health to your flesh, and life to those who find them. That's what the word of God is promising you and me. It's so marvelous, my friend. These are some of your rights. There are some of you right now that I'm speaking to, that you are hearing me, that you have sickness in your body. You have arthritis. You have so many different sickness. You have got things that maybe you would be able to live with, but it will certainly be better to live without them. Take the word of God as medicine, and I tell you, it's going to be well with you. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. Christ will give you faith. He will give you himself. He is the word of God. And you can flourish in your life. You will live a healthy life, the best life ever. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.